Welcome to Professionalism, Customer Service, and the Health Environment. This is Unit 7, Handling Conflict. In this lecture, we will look at different components of conflict. We will define conflict and identify different approaches to conflict, including win-win, win-lose, and lose-lose. We will also discuss different approaches to handling conflict and identify different styles used. Finally, we will explore different approaches to handling conflict and identifying different styles used. Conflict is a struggle and occurs when two opposing forces come together. For example, if a clinical manager asked for changes to be made to an IT application and all changes were not addressed by the IT department, there will be a problem needing resolution. There must be interdependence between individuals for conflict to occur. In the above example, both parties are interdependent. The IT department is dependent on the clinical manager to identify changes needed, and the clinical manager is dependent on the IT department to address the changes requested. Conflict contains an affective element which refers to an arousal of feelings. For example, it is not uncommon for some people to speak loudly when they become upset. Others can feel and display different signs of anger or frustration. Conflict also involves differences between individuals that are perceived to be incompatible. If two people believe there is not a way to address the other person's view or approach, there will be conflict. Conflict both creates a need for change and occurs as a result of change. For example, if there is a way of doing things that never seems to go smoothly, the resultant conflict can create a need to improve or change things. Similarly, if changes are introduced to improve a broken or dysfunctional process, those who are familiar with the old way of doing things may feel resentful of the change. Stated more simply, while the current way of doing things may be error-prone, it remains familiar, whereas changes are new and different. Expect to find conflict in healthcare organizations. This is due in part to life, death, and other decisions made on a daily basis. Our goal should be to manage conflict as well as produce positive change from the conflict. Conflict can be used to initiate change by producing the momentum necessary to highlight a need for changes in how things are done. Being able to manage the conflict surrounding the change implementation is also very important, as many people become uncomfortable with any organizational change. Addressing these different definitions, authors of a well-respected text on the subject of health communication have proposed the following. Conflict is a felt struggle between two or more interdependent individuals over perceived incompatible differences in beliefs, values, and goals, or over differences in desires for control, status, and affection. This unit addresses all elements in the above definition. Conflict can be viewed as a three-legged stool based on research on conflict. The three perspectives are personal conflict, interpersonal conflict, and social conflict. Personal conflict is conflict that occurs within an individual. This is an interesting concept and really addresses how you deal with the stressors in life. Significant research has focused on this area. Interpersonal conflict is conflict that occurs between people, especially people who are different from one another. Finally, social conflict is conflict at the societal level. A notable example of this is World War II, which pitted nations against each other. Two major types of conflict are conflict over content issues, which are differences in personal beliefs, values, or goals, and conflict over relational issues, which accounts for one's feelings regarding how they are treated by others. Relationship issues often involve self-esteem, personal control, or affiliation. We will now discuss both types of conflict in more detail. Content conflict refers to disagreements surrounding differences in beliefs and values and goals. The first category, beliefs and values, reflect one's belief and value system, which may be incompatible with others. The second category is based on disagreement between individuals who have different goals. The goal conflict can be further categorized as procedural conflict and substantive conflict. Procedural conflict addresses individuals' different approaches to achieving a goal. This conflict surrounds the question, how do we do it? Substantive conflict occurs when individuals differ as to the substance of the goal or what the goal should be. This conflict surrounds the question, what are we doing? There are three relational issues that can lead to conflict. The first one, conflict in issues of self-esteem, refers to one's need for esteem and recognition. If people feel they are not getting the recognition they think they deserve, they may experience conflict because others do not view them the way that they want to be viewed. The second source of relationship conflict involves issues of control. If people feel that the level of control they have is not at the level they desire, conflict can occur. The last, affiliation, addresses the notion of how strong one's needs are to be liked and/or receive attention. Feelings of conflict will arise if one's desires for warmth and affection are inconsistent with others. You will note that during this narration, the word feelings is used over and over. Conflict and negative feelings are closely related. There are two theoretical perspectives of conflict. The first one, game theory, addresses the logical components of conflict and strategies that can be used to win a game or study a real situation. The core assumptions in game theory are that the players will select choices in a series of moves that benefit themselves. However, due to the interdependence of choices made, the self-interest perspectives may run into one another and develop conflict. In game theory lab settings, researchers can directly observe the conditions that cause conflict or encourage cooperation. It must be noted, however, that there can be large differences between what is found in the laboratory and what will occur in real life. The second perspective is the Philly conflict resolution theory. Philly was a researcher who developed his theory in 1975. The conflict resolution theory uses six steps and feedback loops to resolve conflict. We will discuss the Philly model in more detail in the next slide. Philly's model involves six steps. The first step in the model is the antecedent conditions. Antecedent conditions are factors that may be present and associated with conflict. The following six items increase the likelihood of these conditions occurring. Roles and responsibilities are ambiguous. There may not be enough time to complete the task in a quality manner. There is competition for scarce resources. There may not be enough people, material, or other resources. Barriers to communication exist. The organization or team communication is not open or in place as needed. Individuals are required to depend on others. Interdependence can add conflict. Joint decision-making and consensus is needed. There can be felt stress when one's preference is not selected or discussed. There are rules, procedures, and policies, and there could be unresolved prior conflict. As a result, there can be too many constraints in place, which hampers creativity and causes existing hostility to resurface. The second step in Philly's model, felt conflict, refers to individuals that may be experiencing feelings of regret or hostility. Perceived conflict is when individuals recognize their aims are incompatible to others. For example, physicians and nurses may differ on the way to address a patient's condition. Manifest behavior refers to overt action or the result of behavior in the form of aggression, competition, or problem solving. Conflict resolution or suppression refers to the conflict being resolved or suppressed, either by all parties in agreement or else by the defeat of one party. Resolution aftermath refers to an individual's experience in living with the resolution. It can be positive or negative. We will further discuss conflict resolution on the next slide. Conflict resolution is often comprised of three categories. They are win-lose, lose-lose, and win-win. Win-lose strategies refer to conflict resolution in which only one party profits, that is, wins, from the decision. Sadly, win-lose strategies are often used. However, it is not the best way to resolve conflict, due in part because one party loses. Parties involved in this category frequently view each other as an adversary. Lose-lose strategies refer to conflict resolution in which both parties lose from the decision. Lose-lose strategies should be avoided as neither party's goals are achieved and the result is a weakened relationship. Win-win strategies refer to conflict resolution in which all parties profit from it. Win-win strategies are the preferred route to take. In many cases, this takes significant effort, but the approach is to allow both parties to feel they have obtained a section of or all of their goals. Moreover, this approach can lead to problems solved creatively and may develop a strong relationship as a side benefit. On the next slide, we will address resolution aftermath. Resolution aftermath relates to the outcome of the resolution processes. This is at the point in time where the resolution process is over. There are generally two components, each one related to feelings. If the process is solved in a positive manner, participants will have generally good feelings about themselves and the other party. For example, one could think of a sporting event where competing teams played in a sportsmanship manner. Even though one team won, positive feelings towards the other team may very well be the aftermath. If the conflict is resolved in a non-productive style, the participants will have negative feelings about themselves and each other. Again, using a sports example, one team that completely disrespected the other team and played in an unsportsmanlike manner can create feelings of negativity. There are three approaches to resolving conflict. They are differentiation, face-saving, and fractionation. Differentiation is an approach when both parties further clarify their position at the beginning signs of conflict. This approach can lead to heated debates as differences are identified and discussed. An example are two groups who plan to approach a process change in a very different manner. Face-saving is an approach in which both parties communicate with each other in a manner that preserves the self-image of the other. While differentiation can be heated, face-saving focuses more on the similarities and differences in opinion, and there is less personalization. Finally, fractionation is an approach that breaks down large-scale differences into smaller and smaller components. Both parties must agree to do this, and they also agree to start to resolve the smaller pieces. This is an excellent process to follow if it initially appears there is no movement towards resolution. Research suggests that individuals use one of five styles in dealing with individual conflict. They are avoidance, competition, accommodation, compromise, and collaboration. Avoidance refers to individuals who are often passive and prefer to ignore conflict rather than address it. As a personal style, it is counterproductive and leads to additional stress and eventually additional conflict. Competition is a conflict style used by people who are very assertive in achieving their own goals but do not help others. This approach can often lead to one party coming out a big loser. Often, this style will result in resentment for those who feel they were beaten down by this individual. Accommodation is a conflict style that is cooperative yet unassertive. The individual attends to the needs of others and ignores his or her own needs. It creates a lose-win where the other party will always win. This style can be beneficial when harmony is necessary. Compromise is a conflict style that blends assertiveness and cooperativeness. The individual with this personal communication style does not completely ignore conflict, but does not aggressively pursue his or her needs. This style is commonly used in the healthcare setting. It leads to quick solutions in a multidisciplinary team, but not always the optimum solution. Finally, the last individual conflict style, collaboration, is a blend of assertiveness and cooperation. A person using this style attends to others' issues but does not suppress his or her concerns. This is a desired style in conflict resolution, but is difficult to achieve. In this lecture, we have defined conflict, accounting for the many elements that comprise conflict, identified different individual approaches to conflict, including win-win, win-lose, and lose-lose. Finally, we explored different approaches to conflict and identified different styles and strategies used for conflict resolution.